The Education Minister, Chris Hipkin, says low take-up of his party's no-fees tertiary education scheme is because of high employment. The policy offers students a year of free tertiary education. National, though, is dubbing the scheme a failed election bribe, pointing to figures show a tertiary enrolment down by 2,400 students from a year ago. We can speak now with National's tertiary education spokesperson, Paula Bennett. Kia ora.
Good morning.
It's all because of unemployment being high. That means particularly they don't go into polytech and vocational qualifications, says Chris Hipkins.
Yeah, well, I think that they made big promises, and I was just reading his press release from December last year where he promised us 2,000 more students this year, and what we've got is 2,400 fewer tertiary and in training. And I think that's a real concern, particularly around the industry training. So we're seeing nearly 5,000 fewer young people undergoing industry training, and that's a skill area that we desperately need.
OK, but does that necessarily mean then that this is automatically a waste of money?
Well, I think it does. I mean, if I thought about where we might spend $2.8 billion, particularly in education, this is not the area where it's needed most. What we've got is young people not equipped to go into further tertiary study, and it could be spent there. We've got teachers that are desperate for a pay rise and are making that heard. We've got special needs. We've got, you know, all of those things that are needed in classrooms. And instead, they made an election bribe, but they've had to come through with it. And $2.8 billion is a lot of money.
He did talk, though, about this was a way of reducing the debt burden and how essentially the government would end up subsidising students anyway. This way they're saying that they're putting the money in to the fees as opposed to putting it in through subsidising student loans. And that you can have some sympathy, I suppose, for people coming out the other end of tertiary education with a smaller burden of debt, especially when they're then going to try and presumably put a foot on the housing ladder.
Yeah, well, before this, certainly students were subsidised to the equivalent level of about 82% of their study, and they were paying for around 18% of it, and most of us would see that as being fair. We've got others that do go straight into work, and they're effectively subsidising people that are getting further qualifications, which means that they are highly likely to be on a higher income bracket. So them actually participating and paying something towards their study and wasn't overburdensome, and we're seeing that. I mean, otherwise the numbers would be higher because it would be free.
But it's not a one-time-only policy. People who have gone straight into education will have the option to come out of education, go into tertiary, come out of employment, and go into tertiary education and have their year paid for free.
Sure, I suppose I fundamentally disagree. I think it is that you can pay something towards that further study, and it's not really fair on those that are working hard as well, and it's certainly not where $2.8 billion was necessarily needed most in the education sector.
Can we make a decision at this point on whether this has been a success 1 year in, or does this policy actually need longer to run?
Well, it just means they haven't lived up to their promises. I mean, they categorically said that there would be 2,000 more students studying at that tertiary level in industry training, and we are not seeing that. So for a lot of money, we're not seeing the results that they promised us.
You're saying that this education money would have been better spent on teachers' pay rises and more special needs education and that kind of thing. If that is indeed the case, why wasn't that done under 9 years of the National Government?
Well, it was. We pumped a whole lot of extra money into education. In fact, some of the biggest increases that had been seen for decades, and we would have continued to have done that. There's no two ways about it. But we're talking about extra money, and if we were sitting there and making those decisions in government, we would not have put $2.8 billion into fees-free. We would have looked at other areas within education and health.
Appreciate your time this morning. National's tertiary education spokesperson, Paula Bennett, there.